Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is T. LaVon Lawrence, bringing you this episode of your Brain Training Minute. Is practical intelligence more financially profitable than academic intelligence? If your brain training method does not increase your ability to act with increasing intelligence to realize measurable rewards, then such an approach is merely a waste of your time. Brain training should have a practical purpose, and its benefits should be specifically applicable to your life. When you adopt a mental fitness lifestyle, you should ensure to customize your approach so that you realize the greatest profit in each area. Henry Ford, who founded the Ford Motor Company and was once accused of being ignorant, answered his accuser by saying, "If I should really want to answer the foolish question you've just asked, or any other questions you've been asking me, let me remind you that I have a row of electric push buttons on my desk, and by pushing the right button, I can summon to my aid men who can answer any question I desire to ask concerning the business to which I am devoting most of my efforts. Now, will you kindly tell me why I should clutter up my mind with general knowledge for the purpose of being able to answer questions, when I have men around me who can supply any knowledge that I require?" Henry Ford was a prime example of someone in strong possession of one particular type of human intelligence sufficient to help him build a great financial fortune. An article featured at ScienceDaily.com states that in a recent scientific study soon to be published in an upcoming issue of Personnel Psychology, University of Maryland researchers have found that one particular type of human intelligence serves as a useful indicator of whether a person is likely to realize entrepreneurial success, to do extraordinarily well at business. That intelligence type, which Henry Ford possessed, is called practical intelligence. According to neuroscience, there are various forms of intelligence that make up the whole of human intellect, and practical intelligence is its own form of cognitive ingenuity, an experience-based accumulation of skills and explicit knowledge, as well as the ability to apply that knowledge to solve everyday problems. According to Dr. J. Robert Baum, Director of Entrepreneurship Research, practical intelligence can be referred to as know-how or common sense. Dr. Baum proposes that people with strong general intelligence sometimes fail at business. Conversely, there are plenty of examples of those with comparatively lower IQs who are successful in business. Practical intelligence helps explain this surprising phenomenon. Practical intelligence is gained by learning from past experience and using that knowledge to enhance the enterprise. A person with high practical intelligence, who starts and grows a company in a specific industry and who has specific experience and has learned specific things from that experience and who has specific venture growth goals, will grow their company faster and more successfully than someone who does not have the same level of practical intelligence. This is T. LaVon Lawrence on behalf of Your Brain Training Minute. Take time today to train your brain for better life results and a better life experience and higher practical intelligence.